Good morning. This is Rabbi Nissan Elbron, Congregation Brothers of Israel, Long Branch, New Jersey. Welcome back for another year of Mishnah Podcast. This year, we will be studying the Mishnayos in Nezikin, the order that deals with damages, tort law. We begin with Baba Kama, the first four Mishnayos in the first chapter of Baba Kama on today, Wednesday, October 26th, 2016. First Mishnah begins, my background, it tells us there are Arba'a Avos Nezikin. There are four, literally fathers, archetypes, categories of damagers. Hashor v'habor v'hamave v'hahefer. The shore is the ox, the bull. The pit, you dig a pit in a public place, somebody falls into it, you make a pothole. Hamave. The Gemara has an interesting discussion on what Mava is. The Mishnah assumes that that is the ox eating, right? Its tooth, what we call shein. The hahever is fire. Now the Mishnah deals with the question, why not just give me one archetype and I can learn out the other three from that one? That might not sound like a normal or logical question, but very often, right, the Gemara works that way. It'll give you one, and if you can extrapolate from that one to the others, there's no reason to give you four to begin with. The Mishnah is now going to tell you why you can't learn from one to the other. Right? Lo hare hashor ke hare hamave. The shore, the ox, which, let's say, kicks, tramples. Kehare hamavet, that is not the same as the ox that eats. Velohare hamavet kehare ashor. Right, the eating ox is different than the trampling ox. Right, the Gemara explains that the trampling is matsui, is common, and therefore you can't learn from there to that which is uncommon, the ox eating your stuff. The other way around, eating actually derives, you know, some benefit. The cow derives some benefit from it, whereas when you tramples, walks over, the cow derives no benefit, different characteristics, and therefore you can't learn one from the other. Veloze vize, right? Each of the ox characteristics, the foot and the tooth, the shen v'regel, right? You can't, sheyesh bahen ruachayim, the cow is a living being. Right, they're dissimilar, kahare ha'eh she'em baruachayim, dissimilar from fire, which is not a living being. Right, v'lo zeh v'zeh she'darkan leilech u'lahazik, kare ha'bor she'en darko leilech u'lahazik. Right, the similarity between the tooth and the foot, the eating and the trampling, which is that she'darkan, their general manner is to walk, to be moving and do damage, is different than the pit, which is obviously stationary when it causes damage. Rather, hatzad hashaveh shebahen, the equating side, the common denominator, is shedarkan lahazik, they are damagers, ushmirasan alecha, and it is your obligation to guard against the damage. You have an obligation to watch those objects. Ukshehizik chav hamazik, when they do damage, the owner is obligated l'shalem tashlumei nezek b'meitav ha'aretz, to pay the damages from the best of the land. Okay, that is our first Mishnah. Second Mishnah, kol shechavti b'shmiraso hichsharti et nizko. Here's an important principle. Anything you are obligated to watch, it is your responsibility. If you don't live up to that responsibility, you are liable for those damages. Not only that, hichsharti b'miktsas nizko, chavti b'tashlumen kehechsher kol nizko. Right, nezek is the word for damage. If you even are partially responsible, right, let's say there's a half-dug pit and you just dig it a little bit more, a little bit deeper to where it's halachically considered a pit. Even though you only did half the work, you're responsible for the entirety of the damage. That is chavti b'tashlumen. Tashlumen is the repayment. It is as if you did the entire damage. You created the entire obstacle. Kehechsher kol nizko. It is as if you prepared the entire nezek or damage. Nechasin she'in bahen mi'ila. That is, objects which are not considered holy. Right? If you damage something which is holy, there is a stiffer penalty. We're talking now about objects to which the prohibition of mi'ila, of stealing from Hekdesh, does not apply. Right? Regular, non-sanctity objects. Nechasin shel b'nei brit. Nechasim, property that belongs to members of the Jewish covenant. Nechasin hamiyuchadim, that nechasim, property that is specific, it is owned by somebody in particular. Uvechol makom, anywhere that happens to be. Chutz, with the exception of mirshus hamiyuchedas lemazik, unless it is the damager's property. Right? If you come onto my property and my ox, you know, does damage, so tough luck on you. You had no business being in my property. And urishus hanizak v'hamazik, or if it's, you know, co-jointly owned, they're also each bear some responsibility. But short of those two, any place, an item that is specifically owned by a Jew that is not that has no sanctity, in that case, kshehizik chav hamazik l'shalom teshlomai nezek b'meitav ha'aretz. In that case, when you do damage, you are obligated to pay from the best of the land. Right? Why it is limited to Jews, the Gemara takes up. That's a much longer, actually more fascinating conversation. Email me if you are interested. Mishnah Gimel. All right, now you have to pay. Right? So Shum Kesef, right? When they come to assess, it is always paid back in terms of money. When they're trying to figure out how much money you owe, or Vishavik Kesef, if somebody has no money and you're coming to collect from the land, or from just some of their, you know, items, their property, because there is no available money, either of those two, right, assessing how much money you owe or how much land is equivalent to what you owe, that has to be bifnei beitin. It has to be done. Those evaluations, assessments are done before a beitin. Bi'al pi edim b'nei chorin. They have to be done by witnesses, free witnesses, b'nei brit, who are Jews. Right? Standard witnesses. Bi'hanashim b'chlal hanezek. And of course, women are included in this category, both as damagers and damagees. Right? Equivalent, it is both men and women who have to guard their objects, who are responsible to pay, who are liable. V'hanizak v'hamazik b'tashlumin. Sometimes both the damaged party, the nizak, and the damaging party, the mazik, can share in the tashlumin. They can share in the repayment. And the Kahati explains that sometimes there is a concept called chatzi nezek, half nezek, partial payment. So there, both the damager who pays half and the damagee who basically loses half, both come together in that way in the Tashlumin. Last Mishnah for today, Mishnah Dalet. Chamisha Tamin v'chamisha Mu'adin. So here's another concept that, a very important concept in the world of damaging. A tam is somebody we don't assume is going to damage, and therefore your responsibility to guard is a little bit less, right? How careful you have to be, and your responsibility to pay is going to be a little bit less because it wasn't expected. A muad is somebody designated as an attacker. You have more responsibility, more careful guarding, and your level of liability is, of course, higher. So there's five tamin, five categories where we're not expecting, it's not an automatic, it's not designated as such. And there are five mu'adim that they are, we know they're damaging and they're expected to do damage. First is going to give you the five tamin. Habehema ena mu'edes, an animal, regular animal. We don't necessarily assume, right, without any previous knowledge, it is ena mu'edes lo ligach v'lo ligo v'lo lashuch v'lo lirbots v'lo livot. We don't assume that it is going to butt, right, with its horns, to push with its side, to bite, to lie down, right, literally to crush something, or to kick. Those are five ways that a cow can do damage, but we don't assume a priori that the cow is going is designated as a damager in that way. We'll see in the following Mishnayos how you change and how you get a designation, but without any previous knowledge, we don't assume the cow is going to perform these activities. The flip side, though, is Hashenmu edas le'echol es haro'ila. Right, when we talk about a tooth of an animal, we do assume that if an animal walks by food, it's going to eat. And haregel mu'edes lishbor b'derech hilucha. We assume that as an animal walks, it's going to kick and break things. Right? Those are the first of the two of the mu'adim. Right? We had five activities of the cow that we don't assume you're necessarily going to do. Those are the five tamin. The five mu'adim, the five designated, number one is the cow eating, the cow trampling, just in its manner of walking. Number three is v'shor ha-mu'ad, a cow that has performed these activities enough so that we now know this is its nature. V'shor ha-mazik b'rishus ha-nizak, right? The shor, the damaging cow, if it goes into the other person's property, automatically has the status of a mu'ad, of a designated damaging cow. Veha adam, and a human being, a person, right, is always assumed to be mu'ad, to be designated, because if they perform an activity, they're doing it mindfully. And that we'll see, again, it will be explained, expanded upon in the Mishnayos to follow. The mission, that's our five and our five. Now the Mishnah goes on to tell us some more. Hazaev, veha'ari, Vehado, Vehanamer, Vehabardalus, Vehanachash. The Ze'ev is a wolf. Ari is a lion. Sorry, the Ze'ev is actually a fox. A wolf that has here could be a fox. The Ari is the lion. The Dove is the bear. The Namer, striped, is a leopard. The Bardalus, a panther. Vehanachash is a snake. Hare Elu Muadin, those are all damaging animals by nature, aggressive and damaging. Rabbi Lezer Omer Bizman Shehe B'nei Tarbut Eina Muadim. When they are domesticated, they are not. And I actually was in a cage with cheetahs in South Africa, and they were certainly domesticated enough for us to go and put our fingers in their mouth. Not really a smart thing to do, but I guess young and stupid. V'hanachash Muad La'olam. A snake is forever considered dangerous and damaging. What's the difference whether it's considered tam, right? Undesignated or muad damaging. Ma ben tam the muad. What's the difference? Elo shehat tam mishalem chatzi nezek migufo. A tam, an animal which is not a damaging animal, it only pays half of the damage it causes, and it only pays migufo. It pays from the body of the animal, the worth of the body of the animal, and no more. You don't go into the damager's, the owner's property. Umuad, a damaging animal. Mishalem nezek shalem min ha'aliyah. They pay full damages, and they pay from the best property, not just from the body of the animal.